Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I wish this next story would change a little bit, because I'm so happy he's got this gig on Halloween, but he's so close to the weirdness, yet so far away.
Born November 27th in Cameroon, West Africa, and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. He is a former member of the U.S. men's Paralympic soccer team, a painter and sculptor who launched a career in stand-up comedy that found him winning season 4 of Last Comic Standing. You've seen them on Mind of Mencia and Ron White's Salute to the Troops, appear on The Tonight Show, and star in his own comedy specials. And now he has a run of dates in the area over the next few weeks in Omaha, Springfield, and Halloween night in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Please welcome comedian and longtime friend of the show, Josh Blue.
Oh, Josh Blue, you handsome son of a bitch.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Good
morning. I'm so conflicted, because if it weren't Halloween, I'd just drive down to Pittsburgh. It's only like an hour away, and see you at the Kansas Crossing Casino. But Halloween, as you know, at my house gets super weird.
Yeah, man. And I heard you did Renfest without me, you bastard.
I thought of you. I thought of you on Sunday. It was pretty fun. I know. Best day ever. LJ and Josh and I out there. I mean, just, hey, I've never seen two dudes take that much eye medicine in my life. I felt like I was traveling with choo-choo trains. They were in that vape. Like, it was like beautiful clouds. And I was trying to explain to my friend Chad, it was his birthday, how that the guy who would talk all the smack and you could throw tomatoes at him, that it was phenomenal to watch Josh drill him 2 out of 2. You.
Yeah, I got a pretty good aim with the Rotten Tomato.
Listen, I wish you're not going to have any time around those dates, are you? You're going to have to get in and out, or what's the story going on?
I'm pretty sure I fly right in and out, but if not, I'm coming to your house.
Hey, if you can fly, I don't know if you're flying into Pittsburgh or not, or somewhere close to that, but if you fly into Kansas City, you just need to come by on the way, because it'll be done the night before.
Okay, I might have to do that, because that sounds awesome. Your house is like Halloween all the time, though.
I know. He's been in there. It's even getting weirder. It's getting weirder all the time, my friend. Wait till you see it. You're really going to love this.
You remember that skull you gave me?
Yeah.
The scariest skull with, like, human flesh still on it.
And where did it end up?
My daughter accidentally found that. Still terrified. I had it in the garage.
Oh.
And she, like, moved something and it rolled out.
Oh.
And she ain't been right since.
It was a great skull. I found. It has a superhuman, like, wet looking eye. Mm-hmm. And so it's got one blue eye, real piercing, and it's got all the dead, like, the hair and stuff on top of. So it's just bits and pieces of flesh and hair.
Yeah,
it's a great skull.
It was a really good one, and my daughter is not okay.
Oh, and Halloween, you better stick it in her bed.
Oh yeah, I just push her right over the top.
Put a light in it, make it a nightlight. There's many beautiful things you can do with that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. How are you doing, dude?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, we're starting the Halloween build out for the Pumpkin King, so that all begins from now and goes to Halloween. So geared up for that, I guess, you know, it's like you, man, just busy, busy, and the good kind of busy. This I know that you love Kansas City, but that casino gig's going to be great for you, man. That's going to be a giant one. Down college gig at the Crossing Casino in Pittsburgh, Kansas, on Halloween night. That's going to be a monster. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, it seems like it's going to be fun now, but when I was bought the gig, my manager was like, yeah, you'll be playing in Pittsburgh on Halloween. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. In Kansas.
Like, oh. The good news is it's a college town.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird little town.
Well, I'll sit right in then.
Now, well, speaking of weird, I was trying to explain to these guys and how weird you like to travel. And that's one of my favorite things about you, man. That's one of the things I really bonded with you on is, well, the day you laid out the pictures of you in an Eastern Bloc country riding a horse inside a rich lady's house with the lead singer of the Lumineers. And I was like, what in the goddamn is happening in this world? And how did you get to that place? By the way, what was it, Russia? Was it the Ukraine? Where was it?
Georgia.
Georgia, that's right. And so you're there, and you guys hook up, and you go on vacation with each other, and you meet. Did he know this lady? But she, what was she? Was there something weird about her?
Yeah, she's like a mafia princess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and then I bareback rode like an Arabian. It was like a $200,000 horse. I rode it through her house.
And there are pictures to prove it, and movies.
Yeah. This Make-A-Wish is kicking ass, man.
I'm sorry, did you just say this Make-A-Wish is kicking ass?
Yeah, it is.
How long did you guys stay at the Mafia Princess's house while riding her horse inside the living room? Was that her idea or your idea?
It was her idea, but yeah. We were there for only two nights at her vineyard home. And then we went all around the whole country by helicopter, too. It was pretty insane. Yeah, it was one of those trips, like, even now I look at those pictures like, yeah, what was that?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the best. That's the best part of this entire life, man. Now, so you, the singer for the Lumineers is a fan of yours, and you're a fan of his, and so you guys ended up being friends, and before you ended up on vacation, how long did you guys know each other?
We've been pals for like 4 years, I think now. Four or 5 years.
Good guy?
Yeah, great dude. So nice, man. He's so nice.
And so he is...
just at his house on Sunday for football. Hanging out.
That's so weird.
And I've been opening for them too. I've been doing some sets in front of them, which is pretty cool.
So how do you guys pick Georgia to go to? Because it's near Azerbaijan and Turkey, and it's you know, up, it's right at the lower southern part of Russia. So how do you end up on the Black Sea in the country of Georgia?
Well, we looked at a map and said, hey, where is nobody ever heard of or ever gone to in their life?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Georgia, yeah.
And is that the only place you went?
Zero interest in going there ever. I never even thought about it. I'm more of like, hey, let's go to Thailand and go snorkeling or something. But,
yeah.
So let's go to Georgia and ride horses in the house.
Well, think how those people felt when they saw you and the lead singer for the Lumineers. Like, that's the biggest thing in 100 years to happen in Georgia.
And nobody knew us.
So, that's so weird that you did. So that's the only place that you went to, or did you go to other countries?
No, that was it. 10 days in Georgia.
Did you go to the, apparently, the cave monastery?
Yeah, we went to some cool stuff. Yeah, lots of monasteries and the one way up on top of the mountains. It's amazing. I recommend it. It's a beautiful trip.
You were just so...
easy. People are cool. Food is good. Things are pretty cheap.
Where are you? Are you at home?
Yeah.
It's early there. Oh, my God. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning there, isn't it?
Yeah, you bastard.
Sorry, man. I didn't realize you were at home. I thought you were on the road, maybe on the East Coast. How's the home
stuff? I actually have got 10 days off. So I'm just enjoying myself. I'm going up to my cabin today. Going to go up to old Blue Rocks.
How goes it at Blue Rocks?
Man, it's looking as great as it's ever looked, man. Things That's are finally great. Coming together and having some shows up there. And, yeah, it's coming along, bro. I'm pretty excited.
You know what you should do? It just occurs to me. Why wouldn't you shoot your own comedy special at your own Blue Rocks? You just load it up with super fans.
People keep telling me.
Yeah. You built that beautiful stage out of stone. You and your friends, you guys have not seen this. He bought this land, 180 acres or something crazy. And It's on the side of a mountain, and he built his own stage in a natural amphitheater and climbed up these hills, pulled all these rocks, laid it all in, beautiful giant fireplace and a creek slash river that runs in front of it. It's absolutely stunning how beautiful it is up there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I keep trying to get other people to play there, and my friends are like, hey, dumbass, you should do a show here.
Think of the great promotion you could do. Super, super hard fans, Josh Blue fans, that want to come out and be a part of that. They get to see that. They get to be part of it. You set the cameras up. You can light it. Just incredible. I mean, that will look like $1 million.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I was trying to get the Lumineers to shoot their special there. Hey.
Well, day's not over.
I think stand-up would be awesome, too. Yeah. You want to be my manager?
No. No, I already know you. Listen, we're going to be good friends. We're not going to be manager. Can you imagine trying to wrangle you? That would take all the fun out of it.
Yeah, I need it. I need lots of handlers.
well, you tend to just live well, like beautifully well. Like you live the way I think everybody should live. You're just on fire at all moments. You're curious. You're a seeker. You're always into something else. I mean, to the point where I get worried about you. He found a homeless camp out by the airport and was getting in their tents when they were gone.
What the hell? That's right. He got in trouble, didn't he?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Somebody will pop out and kill you, man.
I know, but I got to get the goods, man.
That's why I don't want to be his manager.
Josh.
Josh Blue arrested for pilfering. Pilfering homeless people's campsites.
It was. It's just a constant adventure for you, man. Your life began as an adventure. And it's just been one long adventure, and it's never slowed down, man.
I know. It's crazy. And I still have dreams about that flamethrower you let me use, too, man. I got to get one of those.
Oh, are you kidding me?
My adventures would really get exciting.
Oh, can you imagine? You know what? If you shoot your comedy special there, I will mail you your own flamethrower.
Okay, deal.
All right. I mean, I promise you.
I don't know if that's a good idea. Cause I'll make everything adventures. Like, Josh is going to the bank with a flamethrower.
What is it with you? What is it with you? Like, because obviously you're a great comedian, an amazing comedian. But you have to constantly seek out the next great weirdness, the great, you know, adventure. Why is it you have to keep going like that?
I don't know, man. It's just fire in me. Like, I can't sit still long. I can't just be normal. I want to leave my stain on this planet.
Right? Yeah. No, I get it.
Big, greasy stain.
Yeah, right? And it's underpants.
I don't know. Like last night, I was painting for hours, just painting a bunch of messy paintings.
Any good?
I don't know. No. The Paul D. Jackson Pollock.
Jesus.
Very messy. More of the paint is on my leg hair than the canvas.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, my mom said I wouldn't take naps, and she'd ask me what my problem was because I'd really have a meltdown. And I told her I was afraid I was going to miss something. And I think that's just played out throughout my whole life. Like, I'm always afraid I'm going to miss something.
Yeah, that's it exactly. Yeah, that totally nails it, man. I'm always afraid that as soon as I go to bed early, then, like, you know, somebody's going to ride a horse in the house or something.
Yeah, yeah. And how's the family? Everybody's good?
Yeah, kids are good, getting big, and they're very smart-assy.
Have they hit teenage years yet?
My boy's 11 and my girl's 9. And
close.
Yeah, they're might as well be that little 9-year-old. Might as well be. She can be quite a little snot.
Well, That's where the skull comes into play, my friend.
Yeah.
Would you like me to send you some other, hey, why don't you be good kid stuff?
Yeah, another severed head. Yeah, that'd be great.
I could mail you a very frightening 6-foot clown.
I don't think I can handle that.
Listen, man.
Although that just in the woods would be good.
Yes. Oh, my God. You really should hide a clown on the cliff just so people drive by and just see some clown standing out there just looking out over the great expanse.
Oh, that would be awesome. Just looking down on people. Ugh.
Oh, you know, that's
terrible.
Either that, how great. Since you have that piece of land and it's so steep, how great if you could find a fuselage and a half a wing of an airplane and mount it on the side of a rock like it just flew right into the side, just stuck it in.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing like a zip line for like a UFO that could go over the road.
Oh, that'd be so good.
People are driving by, you just like shoot it across.
Oh, you know what? Look up, I'll send you a link. It's called an Axworthy Ghost. And it runs on pulleys. And you could definitely do a real lightweight lit UFOs. And it runs on pulleys. You can run them through trees. And they just go, whoop, whoop, whoop. And they just literally, they bring it around over and over and over again. But they use it for ghosts on Halloween. Axworthy.
All right.
You're going to love this.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Something that would be high up that would go through the trees but didn't just go over the road.
Yes.
People would freak, man.
Oh, there's so many cool LED lights you could do on it where it would make perfect, like, it would look insane. It would absolutely look like it was a UFO going over you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hey, I found a new flashlight you need. 10,000 lumen handheld flashlight. 10,000 lumens.
What? Does that, like, burn through things?
It does. I brought it in here to show them. It's an LED flashlight. You know those like red plastic solo cups? 2 seconds, it already burned through one side.
What? I don't know if I should have that.
But nobody thinks we should have these things, but they're always fantastic to have.
That is true. All right, I should just come see you next week, I think.
I wish you would. You know. I sure do wish you would, man. If you can come in before Halloween, I would love to see you. So if you fly in, stay at my house, do whatever. Pittsburgh, Kansas, though, Halloween night, that's all happening live at Kansas Crossing. See you guys down in Pittsburgh. Get ready for that. Tickets are available now, Thursday, October 31st, Halloween night. Feel free. Feel absolutely free. And I know that you've got all kinds of dates coming up. But, you know, you're always welcome at my house, my friend.
Well, thanks, man, and same to you. Come on out to Denver, brother.
I will, and thanks for getting up early, man. I know you're on your days off.
Oh, no, I enjoy talking to you, my friend.
I may or may not, by the way, have stopped in Colorado on the way back and picked up something called, was it blueberry or blue? I don't know what it is, but it was $300 an ounce.
Really? How is that for you?
You know, I haven't even tried it. You know me, I don't really smoke. I just, you know. I figured my friend Josh Blue will come through town someday.
Well, now I'm definitely coming by.
So I threw it out there? threw the bait out in Lake Pothead? Yeah. All right, listen, I love you, brother. You take care, man. I hope to see you soon.
All right, thanks for the call, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.